This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and got the show lined up that I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy. And we're going to kick it off with one of the classics of bluegrass music, a great tune that's sort of done by every bluegrass band whenever they get the opportunity, written by the Dillards, and it's performed in this case by J.D. Crowe in one of his best lineups ever, Tony Rice, Doyle Lawson, Jerry Douglas, and Bobby Sloan. They play some great bluegrass music, and it is, of course, the classic Old Home Place. Let's hear it.
It's been 10 long years since I left my home in Hollywood, I was born, where the cool fall nights make the wood smoke rise and the fox hunter blows his horn. I fell in love with a girl from the town. I thought that she would be true. I ran away to Charlottesville and worked in a sawmill too. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Before they took it away. Now the geese fly south and the cold wind moans as I stand here and hang my head. I've lost my love, I've lost my home, and now I wish that I was dead. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And look for a job in the town.
Oh, just classic bluegrass, isn't it? Everything was right about it in the backup and the solos and the vocals. Everything was great. Old Home Place, a classic tune. And I'm sorry to use the word classic too many times, but it really is one of those songs. We're going to jump forward a few decades now to 2023 and hear from the Cody Norris Show. They're the ones that wear the big flashy suits. A bunch of youngish people, I'd say late 20s, early 30s, orange and purple suits, and they've got a whole bunch of different suits. But this album is called Rhinestone Revival, and it's got some lovely songs on it. They really play classic sort of 1950s bluegrass, really, and very talented players. Cody Norris on guitar and lead vocals. Mary Rachel Nally Norris, must be his wife, plays fiddle and a little bit of mandolin. Josiah Tyree plays banjo. Charlie Lohman plays the bass. They have a few guests on the album here and there, but that's the core band, and they do a fine job. And we're going to hear a song not very good for Baltimore, the city of Baltimore. It used to be a beautiful city, I understand. But here he says, Baltimore, I'm leaving.
In store, I heard it's the place you ought to be. But it didn't take me long till I was singing another song. The city life just ain't my cup of tea. Baltimore, I'm leaving on the big highway. There ain't no use in a country boy trying to learn big city ways. Baltimore, I'm leaving, ain't no place for me. When the sun goes down tomorrow, I'll be home in Tennessee. Every night I make my rounds, these city women keep me in a whirl. They'll act real sweet, treat you kind, but they surely ain't the marrying kind. They can't hold a candle to them country girls. Baltimore, I'm leaving on the big highway. There ain't no use
dance and a country boy trying to learn big city ways. Baltimore, I'm a leavin', ain't no place for me. When the sun goes down tomorrow, I'll be home in Tennessee. Boy's dream, there is no doubt, but I'll never buy away the blues. I wish I was back down on the farm, digging taters and hoeing corn. Bye-bye, Baltimore, I'm leaving you. Baltimore, I'm leaving on the big highway. There ain't no use in a country boy trying to learn big city ways. Baltimore, I'm leaving, ain't no place for me. When the sun goes down tomorrow, I'll be home in Tennessee. When the sun goes down tomorrow, won't have to beg, steal, or borrow. No more city sorrow, Baltimore, you set me free.
Well, I'm a bit with him. I'm not much of a one for big cities either. So he's going back home to Tennessee. I hope he's got a little place there where he can hide away from the rest of the world. Big cities sort of intimidate me a little bit these days. And what didn't used to be that bad, but certainly happens now. So I sympathise with Cody Norris on that song, Baltimore, I'm Leaving. I'd like to play a waltz for you now. I always enjoy the 3-4 time tunes that occur in bluegrass music. And this is from Joe K. Walsh from his album Borderland. And I saw Joe Walsh when he toured here with Mark Mazengarb. And they put on a show at our house concert venue nearby me. And I went to see them and loved their playing. And bought a CD, and it was this one, I think, and he's got some great tunes on it, very talented player, and here's one called The Pine Tree Waltz. He said he wrote this for his home, adopted home state of Maine, the Pine Tree State. So if you're up in Maine and listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, here's a tune for you, one called The Pine Tree Waltz from Joe K. Walsh. Walsh and waltz. Good words, aren't they?
Thank you.
heart lives familiar and true. But now the band starts to play, I can see you that day while we danced to the pine tree waltz. When we danced to the pine tree waltz.
Well, that was Joe K. Walsh singing and playing the mandolin in that tune. I forgot to say that. And he's good player and plays good straight bluegrass music, and I just love it. Well, this is next track is doing what bluegrass often seems to do best, is take a perfectly good country song and bluegrass it up. And that formula was written way back when Bill Monroe took Jimmy Rogers' Mule Skinner Blues and put it into bluegrass time and up into about the key of B and just drove the heck out of it. He must have upset hundreds of people. He said, you can't do that with a classic old Jimmy Rogers song, but Bill Monroe did, and that practice has been going on for decades these days. Hamilton County, my own band, has done it a few times with things like Take It Easy and I'm Gone and other songs like that that you can bluegrass up. It really happens a lot. Well, this man that I picked to play this next song, the album is called Second Son, and that's Jim Hurst. I first met Jim Hurst when he was playing with Claire Lynch's band, and together with Missy Raines, they had a great band, and I got to do a song with them at the Grass Valley Festival, one of the Father's Day festivals there. And Jim Hurst is a fine guitarist and banjo player and a mandolin player and everything, really, and he's a good singer, and I got an album of his, and he says one of his favourite singers is Marty Robbins, and he was great with the written word. This is a Western novel condensed to a 4-minute song. Well, the song is Big Iron. He's got a bit of help on it. Ken Blanton on bass, Ned Lubarecki on banjo, Jesse Brock on mandolin, Casey Dreesen on fiddle, Randy Cawes on the resophonic guitar, and it's that classic song, Big Iron on the My Hip from Marty Robbins that many of you will know. Well, here it is, bluegrass style from Jim Hurst.
To the town of Vacafria rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke, folks around him didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip, for the stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came to whisper from each lip, and he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19.
One in 19 more.
Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona Ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead, and he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red.
After Texas Red.
Long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. 20 past 11 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death.
About to meet his death.
There were 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red and not clear leather for a bullet barely ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with a big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with a big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with a big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
What a good version of that song that is. And he does it so well. It's a great song. And I think it's the root chord going to the relative minor that makes it so distinctive. And I think the band did a fine job of it. Big Iron by Jim Hurst. 1986, Ricky Skaggs put out an album called Family and Friends, and it was a great album. Had some really nice songs, a lot of gospel songs, but a few old bluegrass songs from his favourites like the Stanley Brothers. He's always loved them, of course, and just a lot of traditional sort of country-ish songs. Ricky was heavily influenced by his parents growing up, and they, of course, made a big impression on a young man and got him a mandolin at a very young age, which he learned to play. And Ricky never lacked confidence, but he took a lot of music from his parents. And because the album is called Family and Friends, I thought I'd like to feature his family on the album as he did. And this is a song called River of Memory, and it features his parents, Hobert and Dorothy Skaggs, and they're doing the vocals. The band, just flick to it now, can't find it. Here it is. It's Jerry Douglas on dobro, Ricky Skaggs playing guitar and a bit of mandolin, Bobby Hicks on fiddle, Joe Allen on bass, and Mark Pruitt on banjo, the Whites. Buck, Cheryl and Sharon are in there. And, of course, he's got his parents doing the vocals, Hobert and Dorothy Skaggs. And this is the sort of thing you might have heard around the Skaggs family household when he was very young. River of Memory.
Shackle shack, where in dreams I wandered back, and we listened to those southern melodies. Was the place where I was born on a bright October morn, and it's nestled at the end of my river of memory. Did you ever sailing down the river of memory to a little log cabin that's nestled among the sycamore trees where the sunshine is cheery and nothing in the world goes weary. That's my cabin at the end of my river of memory. Come
she so sweetly beckons me to my cabin at the end of my river of memory.
Did you ever go sailing down the river of memory to a little log cabin that's nestled among the sycamore trees where the sunshine is cheery and nothing in the world goes weary? That's my cabin at the end of my river of memory.
Shadows fall, many childhood voices call, calling back to the good old days that used to be. And in answer to their prayers, I'll soon be sailing down to my cabin at the end of my river of memory.
Did you ever go sailing to a little log cabin that's nestled among the sycamore trees where the sunshine is cheery and nothing in the world goes weary? That's my cabin at the end of my river of memory.
Didn't they do great? That's Ricky Skaggs' parents singing on the album Family and Friends, and it's a neat old song, and I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're based in Hamilton, New Zealand. And you may wonder why a bluegrass show comes to you from New Zealand. Well, it's I've been listening and playing this music since the mid-1960s, and I've got shelves full of CDs and LPs, and I'm just enjoying the opportunity to share them with you. And I hope you're enjoying my sort of walk through my bluegrass life, really, as I share it each week. You can always get it from Free FM 89.0. You just go to the webpage on the internet and get a whole number of shows lined up there. But there's lots of other ways, by radio or podcasts. We'll talk about that later. What was I going to say? The show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and it's coming up to Christmas, of course, and there is no better gift to give the young musician in your life, be they young or old, than something from Shearer's Music Works. They've got everything from books and books of songs and how to play, and more finger picks and flat picks and guitar straps and stands to keep your instrument out in your bedroom or in the lounge in my case. Lots of instruments. You can buy them a New Martin guitar or maybe just an entry-level guitar if that's what they need. Go and see the folks from Shearer's. They're friendly people. They're all musicians. They'll help you find what you need and what you need for that person in your life, because it's Christmas time coming up. Can't see Shearer's. I'm delighted that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. We're going to hear another song from an old-timey song. This is an old country song from the Dry Branch Fire Squad. Ron Thomason and John Baker originally did this duet. It's a hit for George Jones and Tammy Wynette from the 1970s, and it's called Golden Ring. Sort of they've bluegrassed it to in terms of minimizing the backing, really, and just a little bit like that last song. And it's a real pretty song, Golden Ring, about true love.
Thank you. at a pawn shop in Chicago on a sunny summer day. A couple gazes at the wedding rings there on display. And he smiles and whispers sweetly, honey, that one's just for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do. Golden ring,
golden rings,
with one tiny little stone waiting there,
waiting there
for someone to take it home by itself.
By itself,
it's just a cold metallic ring. Only love can make a golden wedding. Wedding chapel later on that afternoon, an old upright piano played the long familiar tune. Tears roll down her cheeks and happy thoughts run through her head as he whispered low, with this ring I'll be wed. Golden ring,
golden,
with one tiny little stone shining ring,
shining rings.
Now at last it's found a home by itself.
By itself,
it's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring. Small two-room apartment as they fight the final round. And he said, you won't admit it, but I know you're leaving town. Then she said, one thing's for certain, I don't love you anymore. And throw down the ring as she walked out the door. Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone cast aside,
cast aside,
like the love that's dead and gone by itself.
By itself,
it's just the cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring. At a pawn shop in Chicago on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings there on display. Golden ring.
Oh, what a beautiful song, and they do it so nicely. Sort of classic old country bluegrass, and in some ways that's my favourite way of expressing this genre. Ah, very good fun. Well, I've had some really good times in just in the last few days. I had the opportunity to play with a musician from down the Kapiti area of New Zealand, and that's Andrew London with his wife Kirsten. And Andrew plays guitar and sings, Kirsten plays bass and sings, and they work with tour groups travelling around New Zealand and enjoying the sights and activities that New Zealand provides. And most of the tour groups are the older age group, my age group. And at different places Andrew puts on concerts for them, and he invited myself to come and play with them for this concert on Sunday night, and the wonderful New Zealand fiddle player Marion Burns to come and play. And I've played a little bit of music with Marion before, and I've played a little bit with Andrew and Kirsten before, and I'm not sure that Marion had. We had no rehearsals. We had chord charts, mostly vaguely to well-known songs. We had a very receptive audience. We just had a beautiful dinner at the veranda at the Lakeside Cafe in Hamilton. Perfect setting, and we had a great concert. Gosh, it was good fun playing these tunes, and we put a lot of energy on the banjo and the fiddle into them, and Andrew sings well, and his genre is really Western swingish, interesting. He puts across songs well. He's very, very professional as how he does things. Marion is superb. She can hear and play whatever she wants. She puts in some beautiful soft backing on songs and lots of energy and fast songs. And if she's not doing anything on fiddle, she plays some percussion. And I just stood there and played my banjo and grinned like a possum eating bumblebees. That's what they used to say about Doug Dillard, wasn't it? Anyway, I don't have any music that we actually played then, because it's a once we played that band live, but I thought I'd play something from Andrew London's repertoire. And this is when he had a band called the Cattle Stops. And the Cattle Stops were Andrew London on acoustic guitar, James Cameron on bass, Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, Dave Berry on electric guitars and a bit of lap steel, Evan Williams on drums and percussion. They all sort of sang and that sort of thing. And got a great album called Cattle Stopping. For those that don't know, a cattle stop is a series of, it's a sort of a cavity at a gateway to prevent cattle getting in and out. And the bridge across the big deep hole is a series of steel rails so that you can drive across it quite comfortably, but a beast of any sort would be unlikely to cross it because they couldn't get purchase for their feet on the narrow steel rails. So that's a cattle stop, which is a classic country thing. I must have it in other countries, but I know it's a real New Zealand thing. And so here's the Cattle Stops, and the song I've selected, There Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens, and you just have to imagine the banjo in it.
One night Farmer Brown was taken to air, locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. In the hen house, something stirred when he shouted,
"Who's there?"
This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, and you butt in. And hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Sure ain't nobody at all. You're shaking the ground, you're stomping around, you're kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep, and you butt in. Hobble, 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 it's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay, we got ground to dig and worms to scratch.
Makes a lot of
sin getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chicken. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way. Hobble, 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 hit the hay. Hey!
busy day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay, we got ground to dig and worms to scratch.
Takes
a lot of sin, giving chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chicken. Sure ain't nobody at all. So calm yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point the gun the other way. Hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Hey boss man, what do you say? It's easy pickings. There ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Well, that's a bit different for Back Porch Bluegrass, isn't it? But if you can imagine a banjo and that, that was the sort of thing that we were playing on Sunday night, along with a whole bunch of other neat songs like Lonesome Me and Wash My Face in the Morning Dew and you name it, we played it, and I think the audience really enjoyed what we're doing. Now, I have had the opportunity to record with Marion, and this is from her album, The Paris Sessions, where she did lots of them in Paris, but I recorded my tracks over here in New Zealand. I didn't get a trip to France out of this one. And it's a tune called Bob's Breakdown. I'm not entirely sure who Bob was. I better have a look, actually, find out. He might be someone important that I should be talking about. Oh, I think it's printed too small and I can't read it. Bob's Breakdown, composed by James Robert Wills. Bob Wills. Of course it is. And Marion's playing fiddle and I'm playing banjo and there's a whole bunch of other stuff in there. And I did this in the studio and had a lot of fun with it. Here's Marion Burns playing fiddle with Paul Trendworth playing a bit of banjo in the background there. Bob's Breakdown. As you can hear, Marion is a great fiddle player and she plays with a great deal of energy and has wonderful audience appeal. And we had a fantastic time playing on Sunday. The band had lots of laughs because lots of new things happened. Andrew was quite surprised with some of the ways, some of the noises that came out of her banjo and fiddle playing accompanying his songs, and we loved the way he sang and played his dear old Hofner guitar, old F-hole guitar, and it had a wonderful sound to it. As Kirsten plugged away on bass, and she just held the whole thing together, and I think the audience got a real treat. Anyway, that's the way I read it. I think we better get it back to a bit of old-time bluegrass, hadn't we? Here's the Lillie Brothers from a 1964 album, Bluegrass Breakdown, and it's always one of these quaint old-fashioned songs. We've had a couple of them, really, but they really appeal to me. This one's called That Star Belongs to Me. Everett Lillie on mandolin and vocals, Bea Lillie on guitar and vocals, Don Stover on banjo, Fritz Richmond on bass, and Herb Hooven on violin or fiddle. They called it violin. And here it is, That Star Belongs to Me.
Belongs to me.
That's the sort of bluegrass that you might have heard if you went to the Hillbilly Ranch in Boston in the 1960s. Really good old-time bluegrass music. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with me. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and play you some music from my shelves, some of which you might have heard before, some of which you've probably never heard before. And I hope I'm finding something that interests you somewhere along the way. Big thanks to all the people listening on the Access Radio stations. This show comes out at a whole bunch of Access Radio stations in New Zealand, different times of the day and night. Deep in the night, you can find me somewhere doing Back Porch Bluegrass. The Access Radio stations in Canada, too. I'm very pleased that they take Back Porch Bluegrass. I've got to get the name right, don't I? And goes over various stations there at various times of the day or night, and also in the USA with places like Bluegrass Planet Radio. Lots of people listen on podcasts, and I really appreciate the fact that you tune in on podcasts. You can get it directly from Free FM 89.0 on the internet, or you can get it from wherever you normally get your podcasts. But thank you for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I really appreciate you tuning in for me. What do I need to say? We've got a couple of things coming up that you might enjoy if you're in the Waikato area, at least. The Morrinsville Country Music Club, of course, has its Christmas club night on the 12th of December, Friday the 12th of December. It's always a great concert, and I'm in the band this time, so if you're listen to Back Porch Bluegrass, come along and say hi and say I heard about this on your radio show. It's always a good night. The kids often get to sing, and lots of people do Christmas songs. Always good fun. And then Christmas in the Park on Sunday the 14th at Raglan. Raglan's having a Christmas in the Park, and the Trenwiths play. That's me, two boys, Sam and Tim, and grandson Tyler, and we play a bluegrass-ish collection of songs, many of which Sam's written and some that you've heard from somewhere, and we have a great time playing. Come along to the park, there'll be lots of other musicians playing, and we'll be having a good time. I'd love to see you there. I think we better get on with the show. Here is the Cody Norris Show, again from the album Rhinestone Revival, and this one's called I Call Her Sunshine.
Yeah.
some power into their bluegrass, don't they? Very driving sound. I love it when I hear really nicely recorded bluegrass music, and that is what you get with the Cody Norris Show on Rebel Records. I love it when I hear some old bluegrass that's also been well recorded. Anyway, you've been listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I've been raving on about the music that I enjoy. Remember to come and see me at the Morrinsville Country Music Club, or come and see the Trendworths at Christmas in the Park on the 14th, and I'd love to catch you around and talk to you. I'll take it out with Marion playing, and this is a classic tune that really suits Back Porch Bluegrass, one called Old Joe Clark. This is from her album Just Fiddling Around, and this is the sort of music you might have heard at our concert on Sunday night. Thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. Do it again next week too. Bye.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.